Just like we don't expect the vacuum to clean our house for us, we cannot expect the planner to organize for us. We have to stop looking for a system to solve the problem for us. Buying another new planner will not make you organized when you have ADHD.
Are you overwhelmed by motherhood and barely keeping your head above water? Are you confused and frustrated by how all the other moms make it look so easy? You can't figure out how to manage the chaos in your mind, your home, or your family. I get you, Mama. Parenting with ADHD is hard. Here is your permission slip to let go of the Pinterest-worthy visions of organization and structure fit for everyone else. Let's do life like our brains do life. Creatively, lovingly, and with all our might. When we embrace who we are and how our brains work, we can figure out how to live our lives successfully. And in turn, lead our families well. At the end of the day, we just want to be good moms. But, spoiler alert, you are already a great mom. ADHD does not mean you're doomed to be a hot mess, Mama. You can rewrite your story from shame spiral to success story. And I'll be right here beside you to cheer you on. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD.
Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend Patricia Sung. So I went through about 4 years where I continually tried new planner systems, thinking each time that I just hadn't found the right planner. Even when I found a pretty good planner, I still thought there was a better system out there because I was still struggling, so clearly it wasn't the right one. So I would try another new planner thinking that it would be better than the pretty good one. It took me way longer than I like to admit to realize that I was just wasting my time. First of all, it's pretty unlikely that there is a magic unicorn out there that is made just for me when it wasn't actually made by me. Let that sink in. It's pretty unlikely that a magic unicorn of a planner exists out there that was made just for me if it wasn't actually made by me. The perfect system for you is going to be created by you. You are unique. No one else has the same life as you, the same responsibilities, the same kids, the same ages, the same problems, the same priorities. Realistically, your life is different than it was a year ago or 2 years ago. And with that many variables creating this unique life for you, why do we think that there's a perfect system out there that exists that matches exactly what we need in this very moment? What we need is a tool that matches the job we're doing, not the other way around. So, as an example, think about your house. You need to clean your floors. Do you buy 5 different tools hoping that hopefully one of them works? Let me get a Swiffer wet jet, a roll of paper towels and some spray, an Animal Dyson, a steam mop, and then use all of them and see which one worked best. Well, it is quite possible because when you have ADHD, a lot of times that's what we do. We think it's easier to just pick something and do it and hope for the best because the whole idea of researching and understanding it and measuring and preparing, it's just too much. It's too many steps. We just want to pick one and go. But how does that go for us? It's not usually the best way to go. I know, it stinks. What we actually need to do is look at what kind of floor we have. Do we have wood, tile, carpet? Because we're not going to buy a steam mop or a Swiffer wet jet for a carpet, right? Then we think about how big is our floor. If the only tile we have is right in front of our entry, then we don't need a fancy machine. You may not even need a mop. You can clean that couple feet with some paper towels and spray. But if you're vacuuming a 5-bedroom house, a cordless vacuum isn't going to cut it. That's not enough battery. So after you factor in your specific house, then we choose the tool. But then we have to learn how to use the tool. The fanciest of floor cleaners with all the snazzy attachments don't do us any good if we don't use it. Like, if I don't know how to use the blinds attachment, I don't even know how to put it on my vacuum, then I'm not getting any of the goodness out of it. Because the wrong tool will never solve your problem for you. When we buy planner after planner, this is what we're doing. We are expecting the tool to solve our organizational problems for us. And a pile of paper that's bound together or an app on our phone is never going to teach us how to be organized, even when you find the right planner for you. The planner is an inanimate object. It's not going to teach you to be organized. Just like if you buy the right vacuum, it's not going to teach you how to clean your house. If you don't know how to use it and make a plan to use it and then use it regularly, your house doesn't get clean. I know, Like I said, it took me way too long to figure this out. And just like we don't expect the vacuum to clean the house for us, we can't expect the planner to keep us organized. This is why we have got to stop looking for the system to solve our problems. Buying another new planner will not make you organized when you have ADHD. We have to use the vacuum cleaner regularly in order to have a clean house. We have to use our planner regularly in order to have an organized day. This is why I show up with you every week in the support group that comes with daily planning for ADHD moms. Like, we need someone to hold us accountable. And you know what? Side note, this puts a lot of stress on our relationships, whether it's with our spouse or parents or siblings. Like, we need extra help. And I have realized that it is worth having the outside help because it takes the pressure off the other people in my life. I'm not depending on the people who I love to carry all of that burden for me, because I still need them for a lot of things, but I'm going to outsource as much help as I can so that it's not as big of a stress on our relationship. And the great part is, what my students say is the best part of class is that we meet for this group. For as long as you want, you can continue to join our group meetings. Like, there's no monthly membership fee. You buy the class one time and you get the support. I don't know anyone else who offers that option for continued support at no extra cost, because I know that that's what you and I need in order to be successful. We need someone with us, encouraging us and keeping us on track when we feel like we need it, but also not like requiring us to do things, because then we get all like, well, you can't tell me what to do. So the great thing about it is, you come when you want. If you can't be there, it's totally fine, but I want you to be there. I want you to be with us and come to the group and ask questions. Like, you are in a virtual room full of mamas who think just like you. It's stinking amazing. You don't have to put on your like June Cleaver mask. Everyone here does the same thing, like setting alarms to remember to do like everything in our lives. Everyone has a house full of post-it notes or forgot to do four things yesterday. And it's just a judgment-free zone. And it's wonderful to say what you're thinking. And everyone else in the room is nodding and being like, mm-hmm, yep, I do that too. That people connection matters. Like, our paper planner or our digital planner is an inanimate object. This class, you having me here in your corner, all these moms in your group with you in your corner, like, that's not us relying on the inanimate object of the planner or the vacuum to solve the problems, right? I want to teach you how to be in control of your day. Look, my brain isn't good at this stuff on its own. That's why I use all of these external systems to compensate for what my brain can't do on its own. We are more successful when we learn how to be organized in an ADHD-friendly way, then employ the tools that are going to help us. I have learned 10 ways from Sunday how to organize my day, and I've taken all these systems and thrown out all the crap that doesn't work and doesn't make sense to our ADHD brains, and then modified all the good stuff so that it does make sense to our ADHD brains. Like, imagine you can create the exact way your brain needs to have a calm and peaceful day that makes sense to your brain, your life, your kids, your unique situation, and you feel empowered because you know you'll actually stick with it. Because, spoiler alert, there's going to be times where you don't stick with it. And that's okay, but that's the whole point of the support group, is like, when you're realizing like, ugh, okay, well, I haven't looked at my calendar in several days or a week or a month, you just come back. So there's always going to be that repetitive support there. And we're not going to beat ourselves up about, oh, well, I messed it up again. No, it's fine. Like, we know it's going to happen. Cool. What's our plan? We have support every week for when you realize I'm falling off the wagon. Let me get back on. This daily planning class does exactly what you need it to do and none of the crap that you don't need to do. In 9 short video lessons, you learn how to create a system that will help you plan your day, your calendar, your to-do list. And we talk about how we work with our ADHD, not against it. We figure out how we are going to overcome the obstacles that we are going to run into with our ADHD. You'll learn how to use a planner in any kind that suits your fancy, whether you want paper, digital, whatever. You'll make a plan to use it so that it makes sense to your day, and you'll use it regularly. So you'll stick with the system that you created for your life and your family. In my very first group of students, I had a stay-at-home mom, a work-at-home mom, a working-out-of-the-home mom, a mom on maternity leave, and a full-time student. Every single one of these moms created a plan that worked for them. Some of them used paper, some of them used digital. Some of them had littles, some of them had teenagers. We all figured out a way that we could plan our day in a way that works for us. I mean, I got a note just last week from a lady who, she's like, I don't have ADHD, but I'm going through menopause and my brain's not working the way it used to. And like, this class is exactly what I'm looking for. Like, that's awesome. I never imagined that this class would be good for menopausal women. But hey, menopause messes with your brain and so does ADHD. It affects your brain, right? So our brains aren't doing what we wish they would, right? But that doesn't mean we can't be successful. It just means that we need to find something that makes sense for us. What makes sense for our brain, the way we think, how our life goes, and then we go there. So Mama, I want you in the class. I want to help you figure out your day and find peace and calm and how you go about your day. And I want you to have continued support when you need it. Even 6 months from now, a year from now, you get stuck. It's okay. Come back. Like, things get wonky during Christmas break. It's going to happen, right? So come back to the support group in January. We get back into rhythm again. It's so good. Like, I also email you regularly to remind you that you have this great course, right? So you're less likely to look back in a few months and be like, oh, I didn't do any of that, right? But if you did, it's okay. I'm still here, right? I want this class to be as ADHD friendly, as mom life friendly as possible. I want you to be successful. So it is time to sign up for Daily Planning for ADHD Moms. The link is bit.ly/ADHD plan. It's all lowercase letters, bit.ly/ADHD plan. And a reminder that this week is the last week for our back to school bonus where you get 20% off the class because I want you to be ready for the school year. We're all trying to organize 450 things on top of regular life and it's a lot. And I want you to have the support to get the things done and feel like the awesome mother that you are. So go sign up today. Not only does the bonus end on Friday, but our support group is starting on September 1st. That's next week. So get in there now and let's get going. Do it right now before you forget, bit.ly/ADHD plan. And I will talk to you soon, successful mama.
For more resources, classes, and community, head over to my website, motherhoodinadhd.com.